Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
我们请大家打开哥林多前书
Chapter 6
第六章
We'll read from 19 and verse 20
我们读第19节和第20节哥林多前书第六章第19和20节
Do we not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye have been bought with a price. Glorify now then God in your body.
哥林多前书第六章第十九节和二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿么？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
And will you please turn to the book of Romans?
我们请大家打开罗马书。
Romans chapter 12,
第十二章
verses 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节，罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
罗马书第十二章的第一节和第二节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
May we have a further word of prayer.
或者我们再一次祈祷。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in Thy name,
我们亲爱的主，当我们奉你的名字再一次聚集，
we have the assurance that Thou art here in our midst.
我们有确据是知道主你实在在我们当中。
Teach us how to remove our shoes.
教导我们怎样去除了我们脚上的鞋。
Because we are standing on holy ground.
因为我们站在圣地。
Lord, what hast thou to say to us?
主啊，你有什么话要跟我们说？
Speak, thy servants heareth.
主，请说，仆人敬听。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We give thee all the praise, glory, and worship.
我们将一切荣耀、颂赞、敬拜归返俾你自己。
We ask in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们宝贝的主耶稣基督的名字祈祷。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again.
我们感谢神再一次将我们召聚在一起。
This time, we are sharing only on one subject.
今次我们只是交通一个题目。
And that is bondmanship.
这个题目就是作奴仆。
Of all the relationships with our Lord Jesus.
我们从主所有的关系里面。
This is a relationship which is very, very important.
这个是一个十分十分重要的一个题目。
We believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们相信我们的主是我们的救主。
We also answer the call of the Lord Jesus to be His disciples.
我们都是回应是主向我们的呼召，叫我们作他的门徒。
But this matter of being bondmen of Jesus Christ.
但这个作耶稣基督的奴隶。
It is something deeper and it is something closer.
这个一个更深同是更的重要的事情。
Now, this afternoon, we would like to share together on what are being involved in being the bondman of Christ.
今天下午我们要交通的就是究竟作基督耶稣的奴仆究竟是什么意思呢?
But first of all, I would like to tell you a story.
首先我要讲给你听一个故事。
Now, I do not know whether this is a real story or not.
我不知道这究竟是个真的故事啊,这说不是。
But I feel that this story will help me us to understand.
但我相信这个故事能够帮助我们去明白。Now,
it was in the days where you have slave trade.
这个是一个在有贩卖奴隶的时期的故事。
And this happened not in this country, but in the United States.
但这件事情不是发生在英国,这个事情是发生在美国。
One day, there will be a auction.
有一天,那里有一个拍卖。And
a girl was put on the platform.
一个女孩子就放在台上。
She was to be sold to the highest bidder.
她就要被卖。 誰出得最高價的就得到她了。
Now, of course, that girl was weeping.
當然那個女孩子在哭。Because
she felt that was the end of her life.
因為她覺得那個是她人生的終結了。But
then she thought,
但她這樣想,
if I could have a good master,
如果我有一個好的主人,
maybe there will be some hope.
或者那裡有些盼望。So,
out of his weeping eyes, he tried to look around.
所以他的流淚的眼睛裡面,
who were her bidder?
誰是會買他呢?
But unfortunately, he saw that all those who were bidding her had very fierce faces.
但很不幸的,他看到那些人是來投標要買他的人,都是樣子很惡的。
So she realized that there would be no hope.
他就领会到他没盼望了。And
the bidding was going on.
那些投标的人,拍卖的投标的人就继续了。Suddenly,
a stranger came in.
突然间有一个陌生的人走进来。And
he bidded the highest bid.
他就是出最高的价。So
he got that girl.
他就买了这个女孩子。And
he called someone to come and break the chains.
他那个买他的人就叫人来,就将这个女孩子的锁链打烂他。Then
he told this girl gently.
他就很温柔地跟这个女孩子说,
I buy you to set you free.
我买你,是为了叫你得自由的。
Now you can go wherever you want to go.
现在你可以自由去你喜欢去的地方。
And this stranger turned around and walked away.
这个陌生的人拧转边就走了。This
happened in such suddenness.
这个事情这么突然的发生。The
girl didn't know what to do.
这个女孩子不知道应该怎么做。She
couldn't fully understand it.
她不能够完全的明白。But
after a little while,
但等了一阵,
she suddenly realized what had happened.
她突然领会到什么事情发生了。So
she ran after that man.
他就追这个人了。And
she said,
他就说,
I want to be your slave.
我想做你的奴隶。And
this was the story.
这个就是那个故事了。This
story really explains to us what happened to us and our Lord Jesus.
这个故事实在告诉我们, 我们从主耶稣之间发生的关系。
We were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们死在罪恶过犯的里面。
We were sold, as it were, to sin.
我们已经被卖来做罪的奴仆。
And of course, behind sin, there was Satan.
当然在罪恶背后,那是撒旦。
We had no hope.
我们是没有盼望的。
We had no future.
我们没有前途的。
We were as if already dead.
我们实在已经如死一般。
But thank God.
但感谢神,
we find that our Lord Jesus gave the highest bid.
我们感谢主耶稣为我们付上最高的代价。
He even gave his life for us.
他甚至将他的命给我们。
He bought us for himself.
买我哋嚟到归佢自己。
But after he has bought us，
但当佢买咗我哋之后
，he said，
佢话
，you're free，
你系自由噶。
Whatever you want to do， you can do it。
你中意做咩你就做乜嘢。
We who were under the bondage of sin and death，
我哋喺死同罪嘅权势嘅捆绑嘅底下。
Thank God through Christ Jesus， He had emancipated us。
我哋感谢主耶稣基督，佢将我哋释放咗啦。
May I say that when He bought us， He set us free。
或者我可以咁话，佢买赎我哋嘅时候，佢将我哋释放啦。
So far as His right is concerned，
啊，关乎佢有嘅权利。
He has every right to bring us into slavery to himself。
佢绝对有权利嚟到啊，叫我哋作佢嘅奴隶。
But he will not deal with us according to law, according to right。
但系佢对待我哋唔系按照律法，唔系按照佢有嘅权利。
So in a sense, after he has bought us with such a price，
啊，所以当佢为我哋付上咁草嘅代价买我哋之后
，he sets us free。
佢叫我哋得自由。
He gave us, as it were, a liberated will.
他给我们一个啊释放了的意志。
We can do anything we want.
我们可以做我们所喜欢做任何的事。
If you want to continue your old life, you can do it.
你如果想继续你的旧生活，你可以继续旧生活。
But if you are constrained by his love，
但若你被你他的爱来到激励或者管辖，
then you will do what that girl did。
你就会做到好似我哋刚才故事嗰个女孩子咁样做啦。
And this is exactly what has happened to us。
呢个直正正就系咁样发生喺我哋身上。
By the right of redemption, we are His。
吓，靠按着呢个救赎啊，嗰个嘅权利，我哋根本系属于佢噶。
But He will not exercise His right。
吓，但系佢唔运用佢所有嘅权利。
He wants to constrain us with His love。
但他想用他的爱来到规限我们。
And that is the reason why。
这个就是原因。
Even today，
直到今日，
with those who have believed in Him and who are redeemed，
甚至我们信了主的人，蒙主救赎的人，
many are still living their own lives。
很多的人仍然是活着在他的旧的生命里面。
Because God has permitted it。
因为神是容许他们的。
But if we live our own life anymore，
但如果我们继续来到活在我们旧的生命里面，
you know what will happen？
你知道什么事情会发生吗？
We will go back to our old master。
我们会回到我们旧的主人那里。
We will again be under the bondage of sin and of unrighteousness。
我们继续会成为罪和不义的奴隶。
So in a sense， it is the mercy of God，
所以换句话，实在是神的怜悯。
That He has bought us to be His。
佢将买将我哋买过嚟归佢自己。
He wants us to be His bondman。
佢想我哋成为佢嘅奴仆。
Not for His sake。
唔系为着佢自己嘅缘故。
It is for our sake。
乃为着我哋嘅缘故。
Because He knows if He set us free。
因为佢知道，如果佢将我哋释放俾我哋有自由。
And let us do anything that we want to。
让我哋是可以做我任何我哋中意做嘅嘢。
The result will be we are again into the bondage of sin。
吓，嗰个结果系我哋会翻去做罪嘅奴隶。
So it is for our good。
所以为着我哋嘅好处。
That He wants us to be His bondman。
佢想我哋成为佢嘅奴仆。
You know，
你知道
？A slave under a master。
一个奴隶喺一个主人嘅手下。
How will be the life of that slave？
那个奴隶的生活会是怎样的呢？
It depends on the nature or character of his master。
那在乎他主人的性情和性格。
If you have a kind master，
如果你有一个仁慈的主人，
then your life will be better。
你的生活就比较好一点。
If you have a cruel master，
如果一个残忍的主人，
then your life is unbearable。
你的人生就会不能忍受了。
So actually the life of a slave depends on the character of the master.
所以一个奴隶，佢嘅生活乃在乎佢嘅主人。
Now fortunately, who has bought us?
好幸运嘅，系边个买咗我哋咧？
Who is to be our master and our lord?
边个系要作我哋嘅主，作我哋嘅主人咧？
There is no one more benevolent than our Lord Jesus.
冇人比我哋嘅主系更慈悲。
Because he as a master, he does not think of himself.
因为佢作为一个主人，佢却唔为自己嘅，唔谂自己嘅。
What he can get out of you.
他不是想从你身上得到什么?
He only thinks of ourselves.
他只是为着我们的着想。
What will happen to you?
有什么事情会发生在你身上呢?
He wants to bring you to a place.
他想带你去一个地方。
Where you will be like him.
你会像他的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹,
this is what has happened to us.
这个就是发生在我们身上的事情了。
Now, ordinarily,
通常来讲,
it is the duty of the master
是主人的责任,
to provide two things.
是来到供应两样东西,
as a master, you have to provide for your slaves food and lodging.
你要为你的奴隶预备食物和居住的地方。
After you have been bought,
当你被买回来之后,
you do not take care of your food and lodging.
你不需要担心你的食物和你住的地方。
Your master is supposed to provide food and lodging for you.
你的主人是应该为你预备住的地方和食物。
That is the least that a master must do.
这是一个主人最低限度要做的事。
Now, brothers and sisters,
现在弟兄姊妹,
does our Lord Jesus provide that for us?
但主耶稣有没有为我们预备这些呢?
I think for us today,
我想今天对于我们来讲,
especially in this modern world,
特别在这个摩登的世代,
to find food and lodging is pretty tough.
要找食物和地方住，实际都挺艰难的。
So it seems as if our whole life is considered composed of these two things.
好像我们整个人生只是要想这两样东西。
What shall I eat? Where shall I live?
我住在哪里呢?
These are real problems.
这些是我们很真实的问题。
And even today you find Christians are worrying about these two things.
今天甚至基督徒都担心这两样的事情。
As if they have no master.
好像他们没有主人那样。
So they have to find their own food, got their own lodging.
他们要自己找自己的食物，自己找自己居住的地方。
And these two things seem to occupy our whole life.
好像这两样东西就占据了我们整个人生了。
How can I eat better or how can I live better?
我怎么能够吃好点呢?我怎么能够住好点呢?
These seem to be the purpose of life.
这个就好像人生的目的了。
But you remember what our Lord Jesus said?
但你记不记得我们主耶稣怎么说呢?
In the Gospel according to Matthew,
在马太福音主怎么说呢?
Chapter 6,
第六章, 马太福音的第六章,
in the so-called Sermon on the Mount,
这是讲到登山宝训。
If you read from verse 25,
我们由第25节开始读, 马太福音第六章的第25节,
For this cause I say unto you, do not be careful about your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, not for your body, what ye shall be put on. Is not the life more than food and the body than raiment?
马太福音第六章的第25节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。 生命不胜于饮食么?
Look at the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, nor reap, nor gather into granaries, and your heavenly Father nourishes them. Are ye not much more excellent than they?
第26节，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。 你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么?
But which of you, by carefulness, can add to his growth one cubit?
你们哪一个能用思虑使受数多加一刻呢？
And why are ye careful about clothing? Observe with attention the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. But I say unto you that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed as one of these.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
But if God so clothes the herbage of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, will he not much rather you, O ye of little faith?
你这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Be not therefore careful, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we put on? For all these things the nations seek after. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things.
所以你不要忧虑说，说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Be not careful therefore for the morrow, for the morrow shall be careful about itself. Sufficient to the day is its own evil.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So brothers and sisters, how should we live today?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天应该怎么活呢？
If we know that we have a master,
如果我们知道我们有一个主人，
who has bought us with a price,
是用一个很重的代价将我们买了过来，
then should we continue to worry about what should we eat and how should we be clothed with?
我们还需不需要来到挂虑我们吃什么穿什么呢？
Many Christians today live as if they have no Lord, no Master.
今天很多基督徒他们活得好像没主又没主人的。
They are on their own.
他们是自己靠自己来到活的。
So you have to find a way out.
所以你自己要找条出路了。
We are careful about this life.
我们就为今世的事情来
忧虑。What should I eat?
我应该吃什么呢？
How should I be clothed?
我应该穿什么衣服？
And you remember our Lord Jesus said?
你记得我们的主怎么说吗？
Look at the birds in heaven.
看见天下天上的雀仔。
They do not sow, they do not reap.
他们不耕，他们不种。
And how the Heavenly Father took care of them.
天父怎么看顾他们呢？
Observe the lilies in the field.
你看看野地的百合花。
They do not weave.
他们不纺织。
But God clothes them in such a way that even Solomon, in all his glory, cannot be compared with it.
神给他所给个百合花所穿的，是比所罗门所的时候所穿的都更加贵重了。
The Lord said, these are the things that the nations will worry about.
主说这些事情是外邦的人他们来到担心。
Because they do not have a good master.
因为他们没有一个好的主人。
Their master will not even provide for their food and lodging.
他们的主人甚至不为他们预备食物，不为他们预备住的地方。
But we are different.
但我们不同了。
We have a good master.
我们有一个好好的主人。
So he will surely take care of these things.
他肯定一定会来到照顾我们在这个事上面。
Now what should we do then?
那我们应该做什么呢？
We should seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first.
我们先求神的国和神的义。
And all these things shall be added unto us.
所有这些都会加给你们。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
how should we live on earth today?
我们今天应该怎样在地上活呢?
What is the first and more foremost thing?
第一样和最首先的是什么呢?
We seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We maintain a right relationship with God. We seek his interest first. And you will find that God will take care of the rest. So thank God we have such a master. We have such a good master that he will surely provide food and lodging for us. But more than that, if you turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse
3, 以弗所书第一章的第三节,
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
以弗所书第一章的第三节愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神, 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now, listen to this.
听这个说话,
he said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神,
who has blessed us
他曾祝福我们,
with every spiritual blessing
将天上各样的属灵的福气来赐给我们,
in the heavenlies in Christ.
在天上的,
we cannot measure the immensity of the blessing of God in Christ Jesus.
我们没办法能够量度在基督耶稣里面的这个福气有多大啊。
If you read on, you will find some of the blessing we will receive.
你读到的时候,你就会发到一些我们得到的其中的福气的一部分。
He not only will cleanse us with his precious blood,
他不单止用他的宝血来洗净我们,
he even wants us to be holy and blameless before him.
他要我们在他面前能够圣洁无有瑕疵,
and that is in love.
在这个爱的里面,
he even wants to adopt us.
他甚至要我们得儿子的名分,
he will get everything to us in Christ Jesus. He will not withhold anything from us. And these are the things that we are going to experience as we go on with the Lord. So first of all, let us remember we have a good Master. We want to thank him because he has bought us. Because he tells us he will take responsibility for us. Now, when we receive such promises, how should we respond? And that is what you find in Romans chapter
12.
In Romans chapter
12,
you find a person who has received all the mercies of God. And this person is none other but you and me. Because if you read Romans from chapter 1 to chapter
11,
you will find we begin with being dead in sins and transgressions. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, what is the definition of sin? We think that sin is to kill a person. But the Bible said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So God's standard of sin is you are short of the glory of God.
神的定义，你亏缺，你少咗啦，你嘅荣耀唔够神所要嘅荣耀啦。
Anything that does not reach to God's glory, that's a sin.
一切达唔到神嘅荣耀都系罪。
So the greatest thing a person can commit is to reject the grace of God.
一个人所能够犯最大嘅罪，乃系拒绝神嘅恩典。
God wants you to be like Him.
神想你似祂。
God wants to transform you.
神想将你来到改变。
To conform you to the image of His beloved Son.
想将你无成为祂的儿子的模样。
You cannot find a blessing higher than that.
你不能够找到一个祝福比这个更高了。
But you refuse to do that.
但你拒绝这样做。
You do not want to be like God.
你不想似神。
You want to be like Satan.
你想似魔鬼?
You reject the Lord Jesus.
你拒绝主耶稣基督。
Who is going to make you what God wants to make you?
主耶稣基督是要将你造成，好像神想要你被造成一样。
And this is the greatest thing in the world.
这个是世界里面最大的罪。
And once we were there.
我们以前在那里。
We have no God.
我们没有神，没有盼望。
We have no hope.
我们没有盼望。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
God set up His only begotten Son to be the mercy seat.
神真的儿子，独生的儿子，是造成为我们这个施恩的宝座。
And you remember on the Day of Atonement.
你记得在赎罪日的时候。
How the high priest will go behind the veil.
大祭司为什么要进到幔内？
To the presence of the mercy seat.
进到这个施恩宝座的面前。
The ark and the mercy seat.
这个约柜和这个约柜上面的施恩宝座。
That is where the presence of God is.
神的同在应该在那里。
And He used the blood to sprinkle upon the mercy seat.
他就用血洒在这个施恩宝座的上面。
And this is to atone for the sins of the nation.
这个就是百姓赎罪的。
So we know that God has set forth His Son as the mercy seat.
我们知道神设立了他的儿子来成为这个施恩的宝座。
And there God will communicate with us.
在那里神要和我们相交。
And He will give Himself to us.
他将自己给我们。
And thank God.
我们感谢神。
Through our Lord Jesus.
是藉着我们的主耶稣基督。
Through the blood that He has shed on Calvary's cross.
透过加勒山所流的宝血。
He has washed away our sin.
他洗净我们一切的罪。
The penalty of sin came upon Him.
罪的刑罚临到他的身上。
He became our substitute.
他成为我们的代替。
And by Him, our sins are forgiven.
藉着他，我们的罪得赦免。
We are justified.
我们是正义了。
We have a standing before God.
我们在神面前可以站立了。
You know when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候,
no one can approach God.
没人能够走近神。
Because if anyone should approach God, he will be smitten to death.
因为任何人到神的面前都会被神来击杀。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁。
And we are unholy.
我们是不圣洁的。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
And we are unrighteous.
我们是不义的。
So we cannot see His face.
我们不能够见神的面。
But thank God.
但我们感谢神。
Through Christ Jesus as our mercy seat.
基督耶稣成为我们的施恩宝座。
We have a standing before God.
我们就能够在神面前有站立的地位。
We are justified.
我们是清义的。
Now what do you mean by being justified?
清义是什么意思呢?
It means that now you can stand before God.
我意思就是现今你能够站在神的面前。
Now you can face God.
现今你能够面对神了。
Now you can fellowship with God.
现今你能够和神有相交了。
So this is the position of all believers.
这个是所有信徒所有的地位。
But then God is more than just doing this.
神所作的比这个更多。
He wants to do something more to us.
神在我们身上作更多。
He not only justifies us,
他不单止叫我们清义,
He will sanctify us.
他要我们成圣。
Now what do you mean by sanctify?
成圣是什么意思?
Sanctify simply means separate you from everything else unto God Himself.
啊，成圣嘅意思，简单就系话，将你从所有嘅嘢分别出嚟，叫你单单属于神。
That is what holiness is.
呢个就系圣洁嘅意思啊。
God is holy.
神系圣洁嘅。
And you say, be holy because I am holy.
你要圣洁，因为我系圣洁嘅。神咁样讲。
And God is going to do this for us.
神系要为我哋做呢啲嘅事情。
Not only save us from the wages of sin.
唔单止将我哋从罪嘅公价里边拯救过嚟。
Even deliver us from the power of sin.
甚至将我哋从罪嘅权势拯救出嚟。
But He does not stop there.
佢唔系停喺嗰度噃。
He said, whom He has justified.
佢话佢叫佢称义嘅。
He has glorified.
佢要使佢得荣耀。
Now we all know the glory is a term in the Bible that is most difficult to define.
我哋知道喺圣经里边，荣耀呢个字系最难俾一个定义嘅。
What is glory?
荣耀是什么?
We find that whenever God appears, glory shines.
你发觉当神显现的时候，荣耀就光照出来了。
So the Bible sometimes uses glory as another name for God.
所以圣经里面有些时候用荣耀来当作神另一个名字。
He is the God of glory.
他是荣耀的神。
But He wants to glorify us.
但神要使我们得荣耀。
He wants to make us as He is.
神要将我们造成，成为好像祂那样。
Now how can you explain all that God wants to do for us?
我们怎么能够解释神要为我们所做的这一切呢?
How can you explain that our Master, that is His mind and His heart for His slaves.
我们怎么能够想象明白我们这个主人为他的奴隶所买回来的奴隶所想的心思和意念呢?
So there is no question about our Master.
所以对我们的主人，我们毫无疑问。
You do not need to be afraid of your Master.
你不需要怕你的主人。
Because He is such a good Master.
因为那个何等好的主人。
He only thinks of our welfare.
他只是为着我们的益处来想。
And He wants to make us as He is.
他想要将我们做到好像他自己那样。
The problem is,
问题是,
how do you respond to such a Master?
我们怎样向这个主人来回应呢?
By every right, you are His.
按照那个权利，他已经属于我们。
He can force you to follow Him.
他可以勉强你跟随他。
He can force you to do His will.
他可以勉强你做他的旨意。
He can punish you unto death.
他可以罚你至死。
Because the slave has no right of his own.
因为奴隶自己完全没有权利了。
He is a property of the Master.
他是主人所拥有的遗产，所拥有的东西。
The Master can kill him and there is no crime.
那个主人可以杀他，不算是一个犯罪。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
that is not the Master we have.
但我们有的不是一个这样的主人啊。
Thank God we have the best Master in the whole universe.
我们感谢神, 我们有的是全宇宙里面最好的主人啊。
But He does not want to force us.
但他不想勉强我们。
Even though He has every right to demand us,
虽然他有绝对的权来要求我们,
do this or do that.
做这样东西,
otherwise you die.
如果不是死就死了。
No.
不是。
He set us free.
他将我们释放得自由。
He said, if you do not want to follow me,
如果你不想跟随我,
you can.
你可以。
You can go.
你可以走。
Will you go?
你会不会走呢?
No.
不会。
When you are constrained by the manifold mercies of God.
如果我们是被神诸般的怜悯来到规限我们,
you do not want to go out free.
你不想自由的出去啊。
You will say, I love my Master.
你会说我爱我的主人。
I want to serve you for life.
我想一生的服侍你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
so this is what Romans chapter 12 is.
这个罗马书第12章所讲的。
after we have received all the mercies of God,
当我接受了神所有的怜悯,
out of billions and billions of people,
在千亿万的人当中,
that He should choose us even before the foundation of the world.
他甚至在世界以前就拣选了我们,
you know,
你知道?
God has chosen us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world.
当这个世界还未立之前, 神在基督耶稣里面已经选了我们了,
none of us were there yet.
我们没有一个人在那里,
and He has already seen us.
他已经看见我们了,
and He loved us.
他爱我们了,
and He chose us.
他已经选了我们了,
even before the foundation of the world.
甚至这个世界还未立之前,
that gave us such a security.
这个给我们何等的稳妥呢?
So what will you respond?
你的,
how will you respond?
你的反应是怎样呢? 你会怎样的反应呢?
There is only one way to respond to such a master.
可能只有一条的路是可以对我们的主人这样的反应。
And Romans 12:1 says,
罗马书第12章第1节这样说,
present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将你的身体献上当作活祭。
What does it mean?
这有什么意思呢?
You know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时候,
when a person received mercy from God,
当人从神那里得到怜悯的时候,
and he wants to express his gratitude to God,
他想对神来表达他的感恩,
now what will he do?
他会怎么做呢?
He will choose out of his flock or herd,
他从他的羊或者牛的当中,
and he will have a sheep or an ox.
那些羊或者牛或者羊,
and he will lead the sheep or ox to the temple, to the altar.
他会带这个牛或者羊带到圣殿的祭坛那里,
and he will bind that animal to the horn of the brazen altar.
他会将这个牛或者羊绑在祭坛的角上面,
that shows that he wants to give it to God.
他表达出他想将这个祭牲来给神,
before that, this animal belonged to him.
做这个之前这个祭牲是属于他的,
but now it's tied to the altar.
现在就绑在祭坛的角那里,
it's out of his hand,
在他的手以外,
and unto God.
是给神的,
so the priest will come,
祭司就会来,
and slaughter that animal,
祭司就会来杀这只祭牲,
shed his blood,
将这个血流出来,
and put the animal on the altar,
将这个祭牲就放在祭坛的上面,
and a slow fire will burn that animal into ashes.
这个很慢的火就会将这个祭牲烧到成为灰烬,
it means that,
他意思来说,
I cannot use this animal for myself anymore.
他的意思是说我不能再用这只动物为我自己了,
this animal is now unto God.
这动物现在是给神的,
no one can use it anymore.
没人能够再用这个动物了,
it is exclusively for God.
这个是绝对的来到给神的,
so it is burned unto ashes.
所以这个动物这个祭牲就被烧成为灰,
now in the New Testament time,
在新约的时候,
because we are the spiritual people of God,
因为我们是神属灵的子民,
so God does not want us to bring an ox or a cattle or a sheep to put on the altar.
神想我们来到带一只羊、一只牛、一只动物摆在祭坛的上面,
God said, I want you.
神说我要你,
you are your own owner.
你是你自己的主人,
He has set you free.
他将你释放了,
so you can do whatever you want.
你可以做你任何你喜欢想做的事,
you can enjoy yourself.
你可以享乐为自己来享乐,
you can do things you want to do.
你可以做你喜欢做的事情,
you can go where you want to go.
你想去任何你想去的地方,
but brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
when you are really touched by the love of God,
你若真的被神的爱来摸着,
can you do that?
你能不能这样做呢?
You will voluntarily,
你会很甘愿的,
by your own will, To present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, why bodies?
為什麼是身體呢?
Because we live daily through our body. But as a matter of fact,
但事實上,
the bodies here represent our whole being.
這個身體代表我們全人。
And when you present your body a living sacrifice,
將我們自己的身體獻上當作活祭,
what does it mean?
究竟什麼意思呢?
It means that now you give up your right.
你將你自己的權利放棄了。
You give up the right of yourselves.
你將你自己的權利,
you hand over your right to God.
你將你自己的權利來交給神。
Now I'm a sacrifice.
現今我是一個祭牲。
I'm no longer mine.
我不是再屬於我自己了。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
And in the New Testament time,
在新約的時候,
it is not a dead sacrifice.
不是一個死的祭牲,
it is a living sacrifice. Now, what do you mean by living sacrifice?
一個活的祭牲是什麼意思啊?
It means that as long as you live, you are a sacrifice.
那活過來說,那說,就是,當你還活著的時候, 你就是一隻祭牲。
As long as you live,
是你活多久?
You do not have any right on yourself.
你再沒有任何在你自己身上的權利,
because you have given your right to God. You are His.
你是屬於祂的,
and you live for Him.
你為祂活,
you die for Him.
你為祂死,
you work for Him.
你為祂工作,
everything is according to His will.
一切是按著祂的旨意,
now that is a living sacrifice.
這就是活祭了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
the first thing after we are saved,
第一樣,當我們被拯救之後,
we need to consecrate ourselves.
我們要將我們自己分別為聖,
put ourselves on the altar,
將我們自己擺在壇上面,
and let Him do His work in our life.
讓神在我們的生命裡面做祂的工作。
You know, when I was saved,
你知道,當我得救的時候,
at that time we did not understand what living sacrifice is.
我們不明白活祭是什麼意思。
Always at the last day of the conference,
常常在聚會的最後一天,
the preacher will talk on consecration.
但是講完就會講是奉獻或者分別為聖。
And by consecration, it simply means one thing.
講到分別為聖只有一個意思。
Now you are saved.
你現在得救了,
God has loved you.
神愛你,
so now you should give yourself to the Lord.
你將你自己來交給神,
if you're man, to be a preacher.
你應該做一個傳道人,
if you're woman, you'll be a Bible woman.
如果你是女士,
you work for God, you serve for God.
你為神工作,
in other words,
換句話說,
service, work means consecration.
工作或者服侍就是分別為聖的意思。
Now, if that is the case,
如果是這樣的話,
then everybody should be a preacher.
每一個人都應該做傳道人啊。
Everybody should be a Bible woman.
每一個人都應該做一個教聖經的女士啊。
There will be no other professions.
好了,再沒有其他職業了。
No, that is not consecration.
這個不是分別為聖。
Consecration means give your life to the Lord.
分別為聖的意思就是將你的一生來交給神。
No longer live I.
不再是我,
it is Christ who lives in me.
乃基督活在我的裡面。
That is consecration.
這個就是分別為聖了。
Consecration is not working for God.
分別為聖不是為神工作。
Consecration is let God work in you.
分別為聖是讓神在你身上工作。
There is plenty of work God wants to work in you.
有很多的工作,神是想在你裡面作的。
God wants to perfect you.
神想叫你成為完全,
to complete you.
叫你就是完美,
to fill you with Christ.
是要將你被基督來充滿。
God is going to work.
神是要作工。
But he wants your permission.
啊, 但神要你得你的准许啊,
so consecration is simply your permission to God.
啊, 所以分别为圣,基本上就是说,你准许神来到工作,
I present my body as a living sacrifice.
我将我身体献上当作活祭,
now you can work in any way you like.
你可以按照你所想的任何的方法在我身上工作,
you can change me in a way you want to change.
你可以改变我, 按照你所想的改变我,
you can make me what you want me to be.
啊, 你可以将我造成你所想我成为的,
isn't that a good thing?
这个岂不是一件好的事吗?
So the Bible says,
所以圣经这样说,
this is holy.
这个是圣洁的,
if you present your body as a living sacrifice,
如果你将我们的身体献上当作活祭,
this is a holy thing to do.
这个是圣洁的事情来的,
you are separated.
你是分别出来了,
well pleasing to God.
神所喜悦的,
acceptable to God.
是理所当然的,
do you want to be acceptable to God?
你想将神来接纳你吗?
You want to do something to be acceptable to God?
你想做一些事是被神悦纳的吗?
Now one thing you can do.
有一样你可以做,
if you give yourself to the Lord,
你将你自己交给主,
and let the Lord work in you,
由主在你身上工作,
this is acceptable to him.
啊, 这个对他来说是悦纳的,
and the Bible said,
圣经这样说,
it is your reasonable service.
这个是理所当然的服侍,
you want to serve God?
你想服侍神吗?
This is service.
这个就是服侍了,
this is reasonable service.
这个是理所当然的,
because,
因为,
you are not serving by your own strength.
因为你不是按自己的力量来服侍,
you will be serving by the Christ life in you.
你是服侍,
and in some version he said,
有这个文本这样说,
it is your spiritual worship.
这个是你属灵的敬拜,
you want to worship God?
你想敬拜神吗?
You have to worship in the spirit.
你在灵里面来敬拜神,
now how can you worship in the spirit?
你怎样在灵里面敬拜神呢?
Give yourself to the Lord.
你将你自己交给神呢?
Give your right to the Lord.
将你的权利交给神呢?
Do not be afraid.
不用怕,
now we are afraid to give our right to other people.
我们很害怕将我们的权利来交给别人,
because we cannot trust them.
因为我们不能够,
but you can trust God.
但你能够信神,
if you hold yourself in your own hands,
如果你将你自己放在自己的手里面,
you'll make a mess of yourself.
你会将你自己搞到一团糟啊,
if you give yourself to the Lord,
如果你将你自己交给主,
he will work glory out of your life.
他要从你的份里面来到活出,是作出荣耀的事情。
So, do you dare to do that?
啊, 所以我们敢不敢这样做呢?
Are you willing to do that?
我们愿不愿意这样做呢?
Now, have you done that?
你们有没有曾经这样做呢?
And this is not something you do once for all.
这个不是一次过就没有了,
this is something you do every day.
这个你每天都要这样做的,
burn offering is offered morning and night.
是凡祭是晚上早晨都是要献的,
and if there is new moon, or,
如果有新的月亮出来的时候,
if there are festivals,
如果有节期的时候,
as you find in the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面,
you increase the sacrifice.
你将这个献祭加增,
so this is our life.
这个就是我们的生命了,
we are living sacrifice.
我们一个活祭,
living as a sacrifice.
我们活的时候就是一个祭了,
every day, every night,
每一天每一夜,
allowing the Lord to work out his full salvation in us.
让我们的主在我们身上来到作成这个完全的救恩。
Now isn't that marvelous?
这个何等的奇妙啊?
Let us read in the Bible some of the admonition given to us concerning slaves.
啊, 让我们从圣经里面看到一些教训关乎是奴隶的。
If you will read Ephesians,
如果你看以弗所书,
chapter 6,
第六章,
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 through verse 8.
啊, 以弗所书, 第六章的第六节至第八节,
bondmen, obey masters according to flesh, with fear and trembling, in simplicity of your hearts as to the Christ, not with eye service as man pleases, but as bondmen of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul, serving with good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good each shall do, this he shall receive of the Lord, whether born or free.
以弗所书的第六章的第五节至第八节， 你们作仆人的要惧怕战惊， 用诚实的心 听从你们肉身主的主人， 好像听从基督一般， 不要只作在眼前侍奉， 像是讨人欢喜的， 要像基督的仆人， 从心里遵行神的旨意， 甘心服侍侍奉， 好像服侍主， 不像服侍人， 因为晓得各人所行的善事， 不论是为奴的， 是自主的， 都必按所行的， 得主的赏赐。
Now, when Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians,
当保罗写这封书信给以弗所的教会的时候，
it was during the world Roman time.
这个是罗马帝国的时候。
In Roman times, there were many bondmen or slaves.
在罗马帝国的时候有很多的奴隶。
Because Rome conquered so-called the world that time.
因为罗马人他们统治当时的世界。
So there were more slaves than citizens.
所以当时奴隶多过公民。
If you were born a Roman, then you are a Roman citizen.
如果你是出生的时候,你是罗马籍的人,你就是罗马公民。
You have all the rights of a Roman.
你有所有罗马人的权利。
If you are being conquered by Romans,
但如果你被罗马人征服的,
then you are slaves to the Roman Empire.
你就是罗马帝国的奴隶。
So there were bondmen slaves everywhere.
所以那里有很多的奴隶奴仆,周围都有。
And Paul was instructing those slaves who have believed in the Lord Jesus.
保罗在这里就吩咐那些信了主的奴隶,
how should they serve their master?
他们应该怎样服侍他们的主人?
But if you transfer it to us,
但如果我们将这个来到转去我们,
we who are bondmen of Jesus Christ,
我们是耶稣基督的奴仆,
and Christ is our master,
基督是我们的主人,
then how should we serve him?
我们应该怎样服侍他呢?
He says, we shall serve him in simplicity of your heart.
他说用诚实的心来听从。
In other words,
换句话来讲,
we are single-eyed.
我们是专心的这样来看着他。
We do not try to serve two masters.
我们不是服侍两个主人。
We try to serve God and serve mammon.
我们不是服侍神又服侍马门。
We serve with simplicity of heart.
我们用一个简单诚实的心来服侍神。
We serve God.
我们服侍神。
We serve Christ Jesus alone.
我们单服侍基督耶稣。
So with the simplicity of hearts, we shall serve him.
我们用一个简单的心来服侍。
Not double-minded.
我们不是三心两意。
And we shall serve with good will.
我们要是 是一个好的这样的态度去服侍。
And if we do that,
如果我们这样做的时候,
we know that one day he will reward us.
我们知道有一天, 他要是赏赐我们。
And the same thing you find in Colossians chapter 3.
在哥罗西书第三章我们发觉同样的事情。
And you find in verse 22 and verse 23.
第22节和23节。
And
24. 第24节。
Bondmen, obey in all things your master, according to flesh, not with eye services as man pleases, but in simplicity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatsoever you do, labor at it heartily, as doing it to the Lord, and not to man, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the recompense of the inheritance. Ye serve the Lord Christ.
哥罗西书第三章第二十二节。哥罗西书第三章第二十二节。 你们作仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人, 不要只在眼前侍奉, 像是讨人喜欢的, 总要全心诚实敬畏主, 无论作什么都从心里作，像是作给主的，不是作给人的。因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Now we would like to find an example in the Bible.
我是想从圣经里面找一个例子。
How can we be good bondmen of Christ?
我怎样能够成为基督的好的奴仆呢？
Can we have an example, a model?
我们有没有一个榜样呢？
Now you can find lots of models in the New Testament.
在新约里面我们找到很多的很多的榜样。
But because we have only 5 minutes.
因为我们只有五分钟。
So, we would like to use the best example.
我们就要用最好的榜样。
Now, who can be the best example of bondman?
谁是作奴仆最好的榜样呢？
Except our Lord Jesus.
除了我们的主耶稣自己。
You know, our Lord Jesus was a bondman.
你知道我们的主耶稣是一个奴仆。
He never bore the yoke of sin.
他从来不会是负一个罪的。
But throughout his life, he was under yoke.
他在生命里面他都是从神同父的。
He was under the yoke of his father.
他是一生都是背着父的。
So you remember in Philippians chapter 2.
所以你看见腓立比书第二章这样讲。
When Apostle Paul talks about the mind of Christ.
当保罗知道保罗讲到基督的心思的时候。
Now what is the mind of Christ?
基督的心思是怎样的呢？
What is Christ thinking?
基督想的是什么呢？
What is his foremost thought?
基督最先想的是什么呢？
And you find he told us.
但我们发觉他告诉我们。
How he was equal with God.
他怎样与神是同等。
And that was not something to be grasped.
但他不以这个为强夺的。
You know, there was one time somebody tried to grasp that position.
你知道有一个时候有一位他是想抢夺神这个位置。
That was the archangel Lucifer.
这个就是那个是天使长路西弗。
But so far as our Lord Jesus was concerned.
但当以我们主耶稣来讲。
This is not something he has to grasp at.
这个是他要要抢回来的。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is equal with God.
他跟神是同等的。
He has the form of God.
他有神的形象。
But because of love.
但因为爱的缘故。
He emptied himself.
他将自己倒空。
Now again, I have to say.
我再次我要讲。
He cannot empty himself of his deity.
他不能够将自己的神性来倒空。
Because that is what he is.
因为他这个是他的所持。
Even while he came to the earth to be a man.
甚至他来到地上做人的时候。
He is also God. He is the Son of God, as well as the Son of Man.
他同时是人子。
But when he came to be a man,
但当他来到做人的时候,
you know what is in his heart.
你知道他心里面是想什么呢?
What is his mind?
他的心思是想什么呢?
The Bible says,
圣经说,
he took the form of a bond slave.
他说, 他取了奴隶的样式。
Outwardly,He took the fashion of a man.
在外面来讲，他拿取了人的样式。
But inwardly,
但他里面,
he has the form, the character, the nature of a bond slave.
他有一个奴隶的形象、奴隶的样式、奴隶的性情。
Because he came to this world to be a bond slave of God.
因为他来到这个地上，可以成为神的奴隶。
He said, I cannot do anything by myself.
他按照我自己不能做什么。
I can only do it because I saw my father has done it.
我唯有见到父所作的我才能够做。
I cannot say anything by myself.
我按自己看不到什么。
I can only say what I've heard of my, what my father.
我只能夠說從父所聽回來的嘢,
even my time is not in my hand.
甚至我的時間都不在我的手裡面,
my time is in the hand of my father.
我的時間在我父的手裡面,
he was so obedient in his whole life.
他一生裡面是何等的信服,
obedient even unto death.
信服甚至於死,
and the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
this is the mind of Christ.
这是基督的心思,
he was the true bond servant.
他是那个真正的奴隶,
and in Psalms 40,
在诗篇的40篇,
it was prophesied of him.
在预言到基督自己,
he said, Father,
他说父啊,
you do not want sacrifice or oblations.
犯罪和献祭不是你所悦纳的,
I come
我来,
to do your will.
来作你的旨意,
you have pierced my ears.
你已经开通了我的耳朵,
my body is yours.
我的身体是你的,
to do your will.
是作你的旨意,
so here you find our Lord Jesus is the perfect bondman.
你发觉我们的主耶稣是那个完美的奴仆,
so he calls us.
所以他呼召我们,
be bondman to me.
作我的奴仆,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
be yoked with Christ.
可以同基督的呢?
When we are rebellious,
当我们反叛的时候,
when we want to do our will,
当我们想做我们自己的意思的时候,
look at Jesus.
来望着主啊,
and learn of him.
是学他的样式啊,
he is meek and lowly in heart.
他是心里柔和谦卑的,
and we shall find rest in your soul.
我们的魂里面就能够得到安息,
so dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
let us glory in being bondmen of Jesus Christ.
让我们成为基督耶稣的奴仆, 以致得荣耀,
let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祈祷,
dear Lord, we want to thank thee,
我亲爱的主, 我们感谢你,
that thou should even want us to be thy bondman.
你甚至想我们作你的奴仆,
dear Lord, do show us,
亲爱的主,给我们看见,
how we may be obedient,
我怎么能够信服,
how we may be willingly doing thy will,
我怎么能够甘愿地来行你的旨意,
that we may learn of you,
我以致我们能够学你的样式,
your lowliness and your meekness,
你的柔和谦卑,
that God may be glorified in us.
以神能够在我们身上得到荣耀,
we ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名字祈祷,
Amen.